You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Monday night, West Tāmaki experienced massive floods, which caused road closures, extensive damage to many properties, and forced some residents to evacuate their homes. Niwa recorded the second wettest day on record for the area, with rainfall of 201 millimetres in just 14 hours, and a staggering 149% of August's normal monthly rainfall in just one day. Around 400 homes in the area were left without power yesterday. This morning, Francis spoke briefly with Rachel Callagher, Deputy Controller for Auckland Emergency Management, about what the response has been like so far and what it will look like going forward. Here they are now.
Can you begin by giving me a picture of the flooding damage from yesterday?
Well, there's been extensive flooding damage throughout the west and northwest of Auckland region, and that extends across a number of different communities. And we're currently working through a process. So what we focused on yesterday was a rapid assessment, which means going out to properties and making sure that people were safe in the first instance. And today we start a more detailed assessment of property condition and what needs are moving forwards.
Do you know the extent of the damage yet, or is that what you're looking at today?
That's very much part of the process today, which is, you know, really about getting a very much more detailed picture of the extent of the damage, particularly once we see some of that surface water subside.
And what sort of numbers were you evacuating yesterday?
It's difficult to give exact numbers because a lot of people self-help in these situations. So, you know, we don't have absolute figures around the number of people that needed to leave their properties. But there was around 12 formal evacuations, but then also around 50 to 60 provisions of assistance.
And what were the sort of scenes that you were seeing yesterday? I mean, we're seeing pictures of people sort of on jet skis helping people out. Is that common across the response yesterday?
Well, certainly in some areas, the emergency services provided used a range of different ways of accessing people that needed to be moved to higher ground. So that did include things like jet skis, obviously people moving on foot as well. But you know, throughout that western area, there's been a lot of water. Also quite a bit of wind impact. So material and debris thrown around as a result of wind, trees come down, those sorts of things.
And what was the general feeling of residents that have been affected?
I haven't myself spoken directly to residents, but what I can see from the information that it's available is that, you know, these types of events do really pull communities together. And, you know, we're so lucky, I think, in Tāmaki Makaurau and in New Zealand to have communities that are ready to step in and help each other.
And what will the response look like going forward over the next few days, especially sort of in the level 4 COVID environment?
So, of course, we do need to still consider that we are operating within a level 4 environment. So that means that people need to be mindful of how they're working and accessing services during this time. So all of the standard things that we're doing, you know, outside of this emergency event, things like keeping our distance, staying in bubbles where that's possible, wearing face masks, all those sorts of things still apply.
And where can people go if they're in West Tāmaki and need help today?
So we have got 2 civil defence centres stood up that can provide shelter to people that may need it on a temporary basis. And they are at our Civic Centre in Henderson Valley Road, so our council building there. And we also have a centre at the Kumu Community Centre. But people can also, if people do need help with accommodation or, you know, other assistance, then they can contact our Auckland Emergency Management on 0800 222200.
Francis then went on to speak with meteorologist Ben Knoll from Niwa about the science behind the floods. She began by asking how the severe weather came about.
Yeah, so the flooding in West Auckland, you know, it takes several different ingredients to get extreme or severe weather. Much like it takes many ingredients to make a good cake, to get severe weather, you need different things that kind of come together in the atmosphere. So what we saw on Tuesday in Auckland and Monday night, we had this little area of low pressure that came from Sydney, actually, over the weekend, and it tracked across the Tasman Sea. And as it reached toward Auckland on Monday, it stalled out during the evening just west of the city. And what happened in the atmosphere, about 1,500 meters up, is we saw some winds that were particularly strong. And it's something called a low-level jet. And basically, it's a narrow corridor of strong winds that can transport moisture in the lower part of the atmosphere. So that was basically blowing into Auckland for a period of about 12 to 14 hours straight. And the amount of moisture that was occurring was further enhanced as the air came from the east and it actually came into the Waitakere Ranges, something called orographic lift, when you have air that blows into a mountain range and then it's forced to rise. And that can actually help to amplify some of the rain totals. So in addition to that strong wind that we call a low-level jet, we had some additional things at play. And all of that together came to what was the second wettest day on record for QMU and the West Auckland region.
Yeah, and it's caused massive amounts of damage. How has the low-level jet got its name, just as a side note?
Yeah, so it is actually much more common in the United States where you have these low-level jets that emerge from the Gulf of Mexico. And what they do is they transport moisture northward, and the jet part means a fast wind in the lower part of the atmosphere, and of course low, as opposed to the jet stream, which sits much higher in the atmosphere and is responsible for steering our weather system. So this one is lower than what you would normally hear called the jet stream. And it is a jet, so typically blowing at a fast pace. So in this case, we were seeing winds of 80 to 100 kilometers per hour, you know, just a little ways above the Earth's surface. So in the United States, we tend to see them associated with rainfall extremes, and they happen on a much grander, much larger scale in the central plains of the United States, Midwest and East Coast, where I'm from originally. What happened in Auckland is at a much smaller and more localized scale. And in fact, that is actually one of the things that makes predicting or forecasting such an event more challenging. You know, while we can see bad weather coming many days in advance, modern forecasting allows that. When it comes to subregions and specific towns seeing their second wettest day on record and very intense rainfall over 12 to 14 hours, that's a lot harder to pinpoint days in advance. However, as the event starts to unfold, we can use tools like satellites and radars to help us to understand what regions will likely kind of be in the thick of it for the, you know, short term, which was unfortunately West Auckland, because you had a lot of rain there, but not quite so much on the southern side of town.
Was the level of water that we saw impacted by climate change in any way? Was that heightened?
What occurred in West Auckland on Monday night and Tuesday was consistent with what we expect living in a warmer world. We know that for every degree Celsius warming, that there's basically a 7% increase in terms of the water in the atmosphere. That's a physical relationship. So since we are now about a degree warmer than we were, say, 100 years ago, there's a good chance that climate change played a role in this. It didn't produce the event. What we like to say is that while no single event is caused by climate change, there is a climate change kind of handprint in all of these extreme events. But what we can do is actually, once the event is over, is we can go back and quantify, attribute how much of the event was influenced by climate change. So it's just too early in terms of, you know, putting a number on it. But what we can say is that there's a good chance that if this event happened 100 years ago, there probably wouldn't have been quite as much rain.
And can we expect to see more intense events like this in and around, I guess, Aotearoa as the planet warms up?
Yeah, I think that's the idea. And to be honest, we've seen that quite a bit over the last half year to year. You know, think back to 2020, we had the Napier flooding event. We had the Christchurch, the Kennebury flooding event. And that was just a few months ago. And more recently, of course, the Westport flooding event. So this is consistent with that trend. So it's not just us that's dealing with this problem. It is the whole globe. So we're kind of all in it together. And, you know, that's why, you know, making those strides toward a greener and emitting less carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, that is kind of the direction that we need to head in. And it won't be a problem that we solve right away. It's going to take quite a long time due to the, you know, heat and moisture that is continuing to build up in the atmosphere due to the greenhouse effect.
Yeah, got a lot of work to do, don't we?
Yep. And it's going to take time, and it's going to take everyone to, you know, play their part. And you know, while we still have time, you know, to make some changes here, you know, we have been kind of going along the same path for a while now. So, you know, maybe there is a little more urgency needed than we've, you know, had in the past. And I think that as these events begin to impact us, oftentimes it happens somewhere else. It's not you, but then all of a sudden it is you. And that's when it really hits home, whether it's, you know, what's happened the last couple of months in terms of flooding here across Aotearoa, New Zealand, or if it's the wildfires in Greece or Canada or the West Coast of the United States. You know, it really hits home when it's happening to you. So certainly that would, I think, be inside of the minds of West Aucklanders right now.
That was Rachel Callagher, Deputy Controller for Auckland Emergency Management, and NIWA meteorologist Ben Knoll, speaking with Francis about the West Auckland floods.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.